Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss this day, my friend?
I have a couple different things on my list. And I just want to mention that I'm reserving the last 15 for my friend Carrie. That'll help me remember to ask her question. But first, getting started, I like to ask my granddaughter, my new granddaughter, Piper, is a year and a half, and I'd like to find out her stats. I'm thinking, let's see. Well, I don't, this is my guess. Sumari Borladen, soft political. Oh, really? That's a... wow. Okay. Awesome. I love it. Can you tell me her essence name?
One moment. Essence name... Lola.
L-O-L-A. Oh, I love it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see. I guess the major thing, my new excitement that I wanted to talk about and some experiences that I've had with it. In the past year, I've been exploring... psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin therapy based, or just using mushrooms in various ways, mostly microdosing, which I've had some really good awarenesses just from that, and big changes in my life, like I'm way more open, more sharing with people, more expressive. I'm not 100% where I want to be yet, but gosh, it's been a huge change, and I know I'm going in that direction. More creative, my timing is better when I take photos. I don't know, everything seems like a lot of new things are happening in my life through that exploration with the mushrooms that I'm using kind of as a permission slip to keep growing, and it's been a really exciting exploration for me. I just went on a retreat in Jamaica, a legal psilocybin retreat where, as a group, we took 3 large doses, and it was amazing to me to see the before and after changes in people and the big openings that everybody had, the increased self-awareness, the reduction of fear, people needed to release energy and grieve and different things. And it was a very powerful experience for me. I loved it a whole lot. It was so fun to be interacting with other people in an altered state of consciousness, and observe the energies and observe myself. So I'm going to continue doing that, and I'm considering being a psychedelic facilitator. But my first step is just to gain more experience myself with the mushrooms. So I just want to share that.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you, Elias.
Tremendous. And in that journey that you have been engaging, what new insights have you given to yourself about yourself?
Oh, okay. So one of them was, you know, I always have this feeling of how do I fit in with other people? And I realized that I fit in perfectly with other people. I just need to be myself as genuine as I can be and be self-aware, but be very genuine and that everyone will move and flow around me to fit that. And also that absolutely every person in my life, no matter what their effect on me or how I react or love them, every single one of them is very beneficial to me. Every situation and every person, I saw that so clearly and experienced it during every single huge dose that we took, which was 3. That was like the main theme, that everybody's benefiting me and that I'm benefiting them. And
then I would say that is tremendous. And congratulations. That is definitely a huge step. And I would also say that that is an excellent step moving in the direction of experiencing interconnectedness.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than only being concept.
Right.
Congratulations.
Okay, so then another big thing that happened around the interconnectedness concept is that this happened actually with one person before the retreat, and then 3 people after the retreat, that I had made a big opening in myself during the retreat. I had released a lot of held energies, and I felt like I released a lot of stuff that I was holding, even if I don't even know exactly what it all was. And when I got back, 2 people in my life who have traditionally been very cynical, I perceived them making a huge change. Like one person who's always talking like the most negative news that he can find, suddenly he's not doing that anymore. He's just like stopping himself when he starts. I don't perceive him to be negative anymore. It's like he took a big shift into the positive with the things he talks about and appreciation. And then my brother also, who's also been very cynical, and I always thought kind of closed and kind of mean, but it was the week that we got back, and his girlfriend sent me a video of him feeding the homeless under the bridge in Dallas, and he had made 40 lunches for them, and he was passing out food, and it was something like, oh my God, I must have made a huge shift in order to be able to see my brother doing this right now. I felt like there was this total connection between me and him somehow.
That is excellent. That is tremendous. I would say I would definitely be encouraging you to be crediting yourself tremendously. Because you definitely deserve it.
Giving myself credit for the new awareness and new...
Yes.
Yeah.
And therefore, in that, being able to experience that interconnectedness, and in that, being able to shift your perception and... in doing so, creating an entirely different reality in which some pieces of your reality that you didn't like or that were uncomfortable for you have shifted entirely.
Yeah.
I would say that is tremendously significant.
Well, it kind of tells me that all I need to do is really keep becoming more self-aware and willing to change myself, and that the world will change around me.
Yes, and that actually definitely literally what happens.
Yeah.
When you alter your perception, it actually changes your reality.
Yeah. Yeah, and my reality has changed a whole lot in the last year. So much so that when things are going so wonderfully well, I start questioning whether I really disengaged or not. And like, it's a real consideration and concern, and I start looking around for the black holes.
Excellent. That is tremendous. I would express to you my dear for sharing. Excellent. And I would definitely express to you that thus far in all of my interactions with individuals in physical focus, that is the first time that someone has they are actually looking for the black hole.
Is that silly, Elias?
I would say that is excellent. In that when you don't find them, you can actually realistically acknowledge yourself in how excellent your life actually can be.
Okay.
And I would be tremendously, tremendously acknowledging you, my friend. That is wondrous.
Okay. So that's a good enough test to do.
I definitely. Okay. That is an excellent test.
Yeah, okay.
And quite entertaining.
Okay. When I was in the journey, in one of my journeys in the psilocybin retreat, I felt like I was in the creating my own heaven on earth. Everything was so gorgeous and stunningly beautiful. I was so interested and fascinated and enjoying all the people, enjoying observing everybody and how their energy was flowing. And at one point, several points, I was questioning again, am I disengaged? Did I really disengage? I really went for a long time thinking I had disengaged, and it kind of occurred to me later that maybe my consciousness was actually dipping into the state that's similar to having disengaged. Is that correct?
Yes, but I would say to you that is what your reality can be.
Okay.
And in that, it isn't utopia. It isn't that nothing can ever be challenging or confusing or that you might question, but that your reality can actually be expressed in a manner that you are so satisfied and content with your life, with the world, with your reality, that you aren't concerned with all of these constructs that you have been concerned with previously, and you can actually look at your reality with that new appreciation that it is genuinely wondrous and glorious.
Yeah.
I would say to you, my friend, quite some time ago, I was expressing this to another individual about how glorious your reality can be. That the more self-aware you are, and the more you change, and you appreciate your reality and you see it from a that so glorious, so wondrous, and can actually look at something such as a toilet and perceive it as beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree with that. Because I have experienced that. Yeah.
Congratulations, my friend. I am tremendously, tremendously acknowledging you. And in that, I would say that you are moving very strongly in the direction of experiencing that interconnectedness, which is wondrous.
Thank you.
That will be if you decide to move in the direction of healing in this capacity with other individuals, that will be a tremendous factor for you and be aiding you considerably if you are including that piece of that interconnectedness. It can give you tremendous insight in that healing work, so to speak.
Okay. Can you tell me, like, give me a hint, like, what I'm heading towards that I haven't experienced yet regarding this physical interconnectedness?
Self-awareness, the interconnected aspect, the experience of that interconnectedness is automatic. It comes with it in a manner of speaking. In a manner of speaking, in your terminology, it is a package deal. That when you are experiencing more of your own self-awareness, that piece of interconnectedness is a part of that. It becomes more and more real, and you are experiencing it rather than simply thinking about it or entertaining it as concept. Now, in that, the more you move in that direction, an example of the experience of interconnectedness, which you might be beginning experience now, but it will become very clear eventually, is that a simple example would be having a conversation with another individual. And while you are having that conversation with the other individual, you are so aware of yourself, your presence. You are listening to, experiencing, feeling. And then, in addition to that, you will be experiencing what the other person is, whatever they are speaking about, whatever they are talking about in the conversation. manifestation, you will experience what they are talking about in relation to them and their experience and in relation to whatever the subject is. And in that, you are experiencing all of it. Therefore, let us say that the individual is having a conversation with you and then at some point is relaying to you an experience that they had with another individual or a situation that involved other people. And in that, while you are listening, you will be experiencing what that individual experienced and what the other individuals that were involved were also experiencing. Therefore, you have a type of surround experience while you are having the conversation, and all the while, simultaneously, you are very aware of you and your presence and what you are thinking and feeling in relation to the conversation and contribution to the conversation. And none of it will be confusing or distracting to you. Mm-hmm. It will be as normal to you as it is now to simply be an individual while they are speaking during a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Wow. Really, that's possible for me?
Most definitely. I would say to you, my friend, that it may be possible sooner than you think because you are already moving in that direction.
Yay. I'm excited about that. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Okay.
Exciting time.
Yes.
And I would say it's also quite interesting what many of you are actively this year simply because of the number.
2020.
Because of the number in relation to this. So many individuals have moved in a direction of expressing that self-awareness even more because they are encouraged by the number that it has become a collective wave in itself, which is quite.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I lost that last sentence.
It's all quite interesting that it has been moved into a direction in which it has become a collective expression.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's really great.
It is, actually. It is very encouraging.
It is. It encourages me that we actually can do what is necessary to survive and thrive through the changes.
I agree. I express it is tremendously encouraging. Mm-hmm. Especially in a time framework in which there have been individuals for a considerable time framework moving in that doom and gloom expression, and to turn that into this exciting, encouraging, empowering direction is tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do it.
Yes, you can.
If I can do it, we can do it. I can actually see that because of the big changes that have happened with me and with people in my life. I can see it.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Elias. I'd like to just talk about a couple other things. Well, during the retreat, and actually before the retreat, I've been thinking about my mother and her state of dementia. I've had the impression for quite a while that Myrna is not there anymore, my mother, but her body is there. And there's an awareness looking out her eyes for a long time, for many years. At first I started thinking my mother's turning into a Zen monk. Because it was just such a general accepting energy coming from her, a love. There was a love there and an acceptance that was never there in my mom's body before. And then I wonder, she looks kind of uncomfortable, kind of all twisted in her wheelchair now. And I wondered last time I saw her, is she feeling pain or discomfort from that? And during the retreat, I got the impression that she's not, that she's actually, her body's feeling very blissful to the consciousness, that the consciousness is feeling very blissful, no matter what the body looks like. And Myrna's not there and hasn't been there. And that also, this is kind of weird, but that there's a body, bodhisattva there instead now that's there to benefit others when they interact with her.
I would agree.
To all of that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, that's really, I feel really good about everything with my mother.
Yeah. I would say, yes, that she is, that awareness or that individual that you expressed as your mother is the subjective awareness is there with her body consciousness because it has to be, otherwise the body consciousness would die. But the objective awareness, you are correct. It has moved in a different direction.
Her objective awareness has already made a transition?
Not too non-physical, but it is not in your time framework and not participating with your reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hasn't transitioned into non-physical either.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that objective awareness has generated a considerable calm and comfortable energy and expression there. And that is significant, and I would agree with you that that energy is being expressed in a manner that is, yes, definitely very accepting and calm. And there also is another piece of that energy which is somewhat different, slightly surprising in its expression of kindness.
How is it surprising?
That doesn't generally occur in this type of situation. Kindness is generally an objective expression. Generally an action that is expressed in an objective manner in physical actions or expressions. But this is being expressed in somewhat of an objective energy, but being projected solely by the subjective awareness.
Okay.
Which does create somewhat of an interesting expression that is unusual, that doesn't usually happen. Kindness is not an expression that is generally expressed other than through an objective physical expression. Not necessarily a physical action, but at times it may simply be a verbal action, but that is a physical action.
So she's exuding an energy of kindness?
Yes.
Yeah, I can feel that, yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, and then another question. I've had this one for a while because I like the Dzogchen masters, teachers. I'm drawn to Chogyam Trungpa, and he was one of the teachers that came to Boulder. He was very radical. I believe he had a very high state of self-awareness and consciousness. And he was expressing what they call crazy wisdom and doing things that might offset some people, but in order to help them grow. That's kind of what the teaching is about, crazy wisdom. And he was kind of radical, and he became an alcoholic. He did things that people were offended by. He died from alcoholism. And so there are a lot of people that say that he was a false guru or fake whatever, all kinds of criticism about him. But I can't shake the feeling that he had this very high awareness and that he was doing it all for the benefit of neutralizing those kinds of energies, like neutralizing alcoholism. I felt like there's a strong ripple in consciousness in him being able to be highly self-aware and experience the beliefs of alcoholism and all the illness and everything that comes from it. Am I off base with that, or is what do you?
Oh, I would say that you definitely are not. There is a reason that I express in the manner that I do, in the words that I choose and that I use in relation to everything, but you will notice that throughout time, whenever I am engaging with an individual, and I am expressing in relation to something such as that, or what you term to be addictions, I always express it in that manner, what you define as addiction, what you look at as being or alcoholism, or drug addiction. This is what you perceive it to be, and how you define it. That doesn't mean that that is absolutely correct. Therefore, I would say what you are connecting to and what you are you are definitely correct. And I definitely would be acknowledging that considerably. I understand that these are constructs that are very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals have very strong ideas and opinions about these types of subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that that doesn't mean they can't change.
That the people can't change their opinions because the subject is neutral. It's an experience.
Yes.
Okay. I recently heard another story about him that someone described him torturing a cat. And I don't think this was something he did often or ever except for that one time, but it's the same kind of, like, I was for a while questioning, like, what was that about? But I still got this impression that he was doing it for the people around them so that they could experience their own reactions to it, and that he had no investment in torturing a cat, but that it was actually for the benefit of those around him.
I agree.
Not that I think.
I agree that this individual chose to incorporate some extreme actions and some extreme expressions, but I would also say that realistically, that isn't so outrageous. That in your reality, you all do this. You move in extremes. You change because of extremes. And therefore, that isn't so outrageous that the choice would be to use extreme to illustrate and to generate examples or to prompt individuals to think and to consider.
Which it did for me.
I would say that I have expressed recently to individuals, you are providing yourself present now an example of extreme to prompt you in change and moving in different directions. You are creating an extreme in burning almost an entire continent.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely an extreme. But you look at that differently because you look at that as being an act of nature or the elements. You have no control over fire. it has a life of its own. It spreads by itself. It fuels itself, and you can't control that. Therefore, you look at that as being different, and you don't generate the type of judgment that you do in relation to a person making a choice to generate an extreme. You create extremes collectively often because that is what motivates you to change. Therefore, one person generating extreme measures or actions or methods to prompt individuals to consider and to pay attention and perhaps to illustrate something to prompt individuals to change, not so radical and not so unacceptable as people want to think, although they are very quick to judge. I would say perhaps they should be as quick to judge all of themselves in what they do collectively, because you're all participating in these collective expressions that are very extreme in your world. But no one can point to one individual and blame one individual, and that is an action that so many of you genuinely like to do. Is to accuse and blame. And then you feel better. Because it isn't you. How many times have I expressed, whenever someone is accusing and blaming, first direction you should look at is yourself.
Yeah.
Because that is where accusation and blame comes from. Not because of another individual. Not because of what they do or don't do. But more so because of your perception of that and your judgment of it. And that isn't to say that people can't do intrusive acts. They can. That isn't to say that people or don't engage actions that are harmful. Other people, they do. And that in your world, in your reality, isn't necessarily acceptable. But there is always more than one participant. Nothing is ever singular. And this is the point of that interconnected piece.
That's where I'm going.
I know. And I am tremendously congratulating you in that. So does one, so does all.
Yeah.
Or rather, so does all, so does one.
Yeah. That's what I was saying after the retreat, all for one and one for all.